Remember the Ozzy of yesterday? The smiling, cheery-faced, devil-may-care Ozzy who came striding up Rogers Road? Can this be the same man who cautiously picks his way up the street, wearing a belt and suspenders, galoshes over his rubbers, a raincoat over his topcoat, and carrying an umbrella? Yes, sir, it's Ozzy. Now he's leaving the sidewalk and circling out into Mr. Thornbury's yard. Oh, I see. A limb on the oak tree hangs over the sidewalk. It could fall on a man's head. Now he's walking along under the eaves of Mr. Thornbury's house. Well, there's an airplane flying over, and you never can tell when a wheel might drop off. Now he slips across the lawn, up the front steps, carefully avoiding the loose board, and into the house.
Ozzy, is that you?
Yes, dear.
Come in the living room. I want you to see the drapes.
Oh, are those the ones you bought?
Aren't they lovely? You were right. It was silly of me to worry about them. They match perfectly.
Don't they seem to be a little long? Dragging back and forth on the floor is going to wear them out, you know.
Oh, no. No, that's the way they're supposed to be. Look at the material. See how well they're made? What are you doing?
Just feeling this material. Doesn't look like it'd clean very well. Some of this fabric shrinks right up to nothing, you know.
Well, it's supposed to clean very well. It's guaranteed.
Guaranteed? Who guaranteed it?
The people who made it.
What people? Do you know the people who made this material?
I don't know.
Then how do you know they'll make good on their guarantee?
Well, it's a reputable firm. That ought to mean something.
Who says they're reputable?
The sales lady at the Emporium.
I suppose the sales lady at the Emporium knows the people who made the material. And who knows the sales lady at the Emporium? I don't.
Well, I do, and she's quite honest. And the drapes will clean.
Suppose they don't wear.
They'll wear.
Suppose they wear out.
They won't wear out.
Suppose they don't wear out. You mean to say we have to look at these same drapes the rest of our lives?
Ozzy, for heaven's sakes, what's gotten into you?
Hey, Mom.
Oh, hi, Pop.
Hello, David.
You were sure right about that arithmetic test, Pop. I didn't have a thing to worry about.
You mean you got 100?
No, but I got 87.
Well, good for you, David.
87? Well, that doesn't sound like such a high mark to me, son.
Well, Billy Johnson only got 88, and his mother's the teacher. Honest, Pop, 87 is considered awful good.
Well, I hope so. You gotta be awful careful about those teachers, though, especially arithmetic teachers. They can be very tricky. Give you a good mark just to get you overconfident, then on the next exam, wham, they give you the works.
I don't think so, Pop. Don't worry, I'll do okay. I'm gonna get a glass of milk.
Ozzy, what's gotten into you? Ever since you read the article in my magazine last night, you've been worrying about everything. Did you pick up the car tonight at the garage?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't as bad as they thought it'd be. Just something wrong with the carburetor. Cost $3.13.
Well, that ought to make you feel a little better.
I don't know. It didn't sound right to me coming home. There's a clicking sound in the motor. Sounds like it's going to fall apart at any minute.
Now, that's ridiculous. You got home all right in it, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? What happened?
I left it down at the gas station to have the oil changed.
Well, what I mean is there's nothing wrong with the car. What's happening to you, dear? I thought you never worried about anything.
Well, it's just that all of a sudden everything has started piling up on me. Your drapes can't be cleaned or they'll wear out. David's having all that trouble with his schoolwork. The car won't run. I had to walk home the rest of the way.
Now, Ozzy, you're just letting your imagination run away with you. You said yourself you left the car at the gas station, and David isn't having trouble with his schoolwork, and my drapes can be cleaned. Now, stop worrying.
I'm not worried, Harriet. You know I don't worry.
Did you see Dr. Brown about your shoulder today?
Oh, yes.
What did he say?
He said to stop worrying.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Oh, hi, Emmy Lou. Come on in. Oh, my, what a pretty dress.
Do you like it?
It's very attractive, Emmy Lou, but try not to build your hopes too high.
What do you mean, Mr. Nelson?
Well, it's obvious you got the dress to wear to a Christmas party, but, I mean, don't feel too let down if something goes wrong.
Well, Ozzy, what are you talking about?
Well, you know how things can happen. She might get all dressed, ready to go to the party, looking forward to a wonderful evening.
Of course, Mr. Nelson.
That's just it. The last minute, your boyfriend may call up. He can't make it. His hot rod is frozen up. Maybe his father won't lend him his tuxedo. Everybody else is going to the party, and there you sit alone in your room. Broken-hearted.
But that can't happen, Mr. Nelson.
Oh, you never can tell, Annie Lou.
But it can't. The party was last night. I went with my boyfriend and I had a wonderful time.
You're brave, Emmy. You'd say you did even if you didn't. If you folks will excuse me now, I think I'll go upstairs and clean up. Where are my rubber-soled sneakers, Harriet?
On the shelf in the closet. Why?
I think I'll take a shower, and that tile is pretty slippery.
Hey, Mom.
Yes, David?
Pop doesn't seem very happy today. What's wrong?
He seems terribly worried about everything, doesn't he?
He sure does. What's that magazine?
Oh, this is the one that Daddy was reading last night. And there's an article in here that gives me a wonderful idea.
What are you going to do?
You wait and see.
What's the matter, Harriet?
Oh, nothing, dear. I was just thinking.
Anything wrong?
No, I was just thinking. Suppose something serious is wrong with a car. It'll take an awful lot of money to fix it.
Well, of course. That's what I've... Well, we're not sure there's anything really wrong with it. Chances are it's perfectly all right. Stop worrying.
Well, I'm not worried. I was just thinking. And then I got to thinking about the Randolphs. It does seem strange they didn't accept our invitation last week.
Well, I don't see anything strange about it. If they had a previous engagement, you certainly wouldn't expect them to break it just to come over here.
Your shoulder's bothering you again, isn't it?
What shoulder?
Your right one.
Oh.
The one that's been giving you so much trouble. You seem to be favoring it. Do you think it's anything serious?
Oh, dear, it's fine. Will you stop worrying? Say, you haven't by any chance been reading that article in the magazine, have you? How to Stop Worrying?
You mean the one that started you worrying?
What makes you say that?
Well, simply the fact that ever since you've read it, you've done nothing but worry and lie awake at night.
You mean you don't think the article's any good?
Well, there's nothing wrong with the article. It's just you didn't read the last page. On the last page, it tells you exactly how to stop worrying.
And you read the last page?
Of course, and it works. It says if you want to stop a person from worrying, take his mind off himself and make him worry about somebody else.
You mean that's what you just did?
Of course, dear. You were worrying yourself sick, so I made believe I was worried, and you snapped right out of it. You must admit it worked beautifully, didn't it?
Yes, I think it did. What makes you think I didn't read the last page?
Well, if you'd read the last page... Do you mean you were making believe you were worried to stop me from worrying?
Are you happy with the drapes, dear?
Of course.
You're not worried about them anymore?
No, of course not.
And David isn't worried about his arithmetic?
Not anymore.
Pretty good article, wasn't it?
Ozzie, how clever of you, dear. And what a wonderful way to teach us a lesson.
Just one thing, though, Harriet. It might be just as well if you don't tell anybody about this.
But why, dear?
Well, it'd upset the whole formula. The husband is supposed to be the bumbling, fumbling, stupid one who makes all the mistakes. It's the wife who's supposed to be the clever, level-headed one who straightens things out.
Are you sure you were just making believe you were worried?
Oh,
you really put on quite an act. The roof leaking, losing all our friends, your aching shoulder. Are you sure you got all that from the last page of the article?
No, dear, I'll have to confess. I got the whole idea from an old Chinese proverb. Would you like to hear it?
Not especially.
Old Chinese proverbs say, when wife start to worry about living room drape, she give husband a big pain in the shoulder.
Know. This really does upset the formula. I always thought it was the wife who soothed the fevered brow and solved the worries.
I know just what you mean. The other night, my wife came over to where I was sitting in the living room, put her hand on my shoulder and said, "Don't worry, dear."
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, isn't it?
Well,
Ozzie?
Yeah?
Oh, I hoped it was you. What are you doing prowling around the kitchen in the middle of the night?
Oh, I just thought I'd get a glass of milk. I'm having a little trouble getting to sleep.
Don't tell me you're still worrying.
Well, to be honest with you, I guess I am just a little bit. I got sort of in the habit of it, teaching you and the boys a lesson. You going to get something to eat, too?
No, dear. I just heard about a wonderful way to get a person's mind off his worries. Don't look. It's a surprise.
No, I'm not going to drink any hot milk, if that's what you're trying to get me. It's funny. Charlie at the drugstore told me of a fiendish thing that he used to do. It seems that... Now, that's not funny. Besides, he used ice cubes.
I know, dear, but ice cream is much messier.
Tune in again next week to another adventure of Ozzie and Harriet, starring Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard.
And remember, the solid silver with beauty that lives forever is International Sterling.
Yes, appearing in support of Ozzie and Harriet were John Brown, Tommy Bernard, Henry Blair, Janet Waldo, and Jack Kirkwood. Original music was composed and conducted by Billy May. This is Vern Smith speaking.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.